What's up, Sailor Scouts? It's your girl, Sailor P. And I know I haven't been posting lately because of my work schedule. Saturdays, I work like late afternoons and stuff like that. So I mostly be tired. Like, I work to like 6 to 7 hours a day. So it's been very tiresome. And I wanted to, just leave some of the episodes that I already done there so you guys can, like, explore throughout the podcast, see which episodes you like, see which episodes you didn't like. But happy October. It is October 3rd. Already, this year has been flying by fast. Like, we only got 2 more months of 2022. But what I wanted to talk to you guys today, since it is a spooky month, Hocus Pocus 2 came out in September. I personally did like the movie. There were some funny parts. There were some musical numbers. You know what I mean? And it was nice to go back until the Sanderson sisters passed, as how Winnie and her sisters got their powers from. I really did love the witch that was there. Like, she was really pretty. Like, I love how they had gotten her costume and everything. Or, like, not her costume, but, like, her appearance and everything. Like, the one that gave Winnie the book. Yeah, she was, like, really pretty. The girls acting, who played the kids or whatever, could have used a little bit more work or whatever. But for the most part, it was good. It was good. Billy came back, which is nice. And we finally learned the truth about Billy. Like, bro, I just shared one kiss with her. It wasn't even that serious. Don't say I'm her boyfriend. I wasn't her lover. I wasn't doing nothing but just a kiss. We ain't did none of that. So we learned the truth about Billy. But not gonna lie, when Winnie's sisters went away, I literally started crying. Because even though Winnie was, mean and all that other stuff, she did value her sisters. And I think that was the most important thing to know, that, that they are sisters. They are a coven. You know what I mean? And I love the part when Sarah actually, like, stood up to Winnie. She was like, I am a loyal sister. I've been with you through thick and thin and everything. So you need to treat me as though, I'm an equal, not beneath you. But it was so funny when, Winnie had started yelling. Sarah was like, oh, okay. like, okay, Winnie. Like, she switched up real quick. And that was funny. But speaking of that, I don't know if people have seen on Facebook or whatever. There's this article about Hocus Pocus not being a great movie. Bro, who said that Hocus Pocus was Academy Award worthy? Who said that? Who said that? Because throughout the years, everybody loves Hocus Pocus. Do you not know what Hocus Pocus is? It's fictional. It's truly fictional. Period. That's all it is. It's just fictional fun about three sisters wanting to gobble up all the children in Salem, wanting to be young and beautiful. And they added some Wiccan shenanigans. That is it. And it's supposed to be for, a Halloween type of thing. Halloween is nothing without fun. Even though it's supposed to be a scary month, but it's nothing without fun. And that's what Hocus Pocus is. I hate that. And I'm sorry to say this, it comes from the white folks. I'm sorry. Some of y'all are not like that, but most of y'all are. It's like y'all have to nitpick at every little thing. Every little thing, just to voice your opinion, to say, as a matter of fact, this, this, that, and the third. How about you just shut up and enjoy it? It was a movie that was put together to entertain. That is it. And people love the movie. Like, why do y'all always gotta zap up the fun out of everything? Everything. It's just fiction. It's just fun. It's not... There's no harm in being joyful or having something to just ease your mind sometimes. Like, sometimes I watch Hocus Pocus just to ease my frustration. Like, what's wrong with that? What's literally wrong with that? Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then you decided almost 30 years later to say something, get up out of here. Get up out of here. No, ain't nobody looking for that. So whoever wrote that article, please shut up. Please shut up. Don't nobody want to hear your bullshit. And speaking of another fictional character, The Little Mermaid. So are we really going to get upset at the fact that The Little Mermaid is going to be black? We really going to get upset about that? If you racist, just say that. I'm not racist. It's just the fact that the original, if you want to know, she cut off her tongue. She got her tongue cut off. And when she found out that the prince was going to marry somebody else, she was going to kill the prince. That was the original. That was the original Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid was supposed to have her tongue ripped out. When she got legs, she was bleeding half to death. And then when she found out that her hubby that she was looking for married somebody else, she got all upset and she was going to kill him. That was the original. But this is a Disney adaptation. You're right. Disney adapted into something else. Ariel didn't even have a name. The Little Mermaid didn't even have a name. She was a no-name mermaid. Disney gave her a name. But if we're going to get upset at the fact that the Little Mermaid is going to be black, I feel sorry for you. Because not only that you're showing the continuation of hatred, you just don't want things to be different. You don't accept different. You don't accept change. And the director wanted Haley to play her. So get over yourself. And yes, there are black people who have red hair. As a matter of fact, white people always made fun of people who had red hair. All the time. I don't think there's a single red-headed person that can actually say that in their childhood, they weren't made fun of. And it's usually by white people. Y'all can't be happy with nothing. But if an alien decides to stop by, y'all okay with that? Like, ooh, an alien from outer space. We can accept that, but we can't accept black people playing fictional characters. Fiction, meaning not real. We can't handle that. As white people. No. Get up out of here. Like, I'm tired of y'all always doing stuff. Saying stuff. All the time. I'm tired of y'all saying stuff. All the time. I'm tired of y'all doing that. Y'all need to learn how to just shut up. And just learn how to just deal with it. Black people been here for a long time. Since the beginning of time. Deal with it. We weren't just made up. We're here. So deal with it. Deal with it and be quiet. Oh, just irked my nerves. Can't have nothing. Absolutely nothing. Without some white person just happen to just speak their opinion. And they have to be right all the time. They have to gather up these fictional facts about why their opinion should matter and should be the only opinion. No. Absolutely not. Get up out of here. Don't nobody care. if you're just racist, say that. So people cannot be bothered by you. Oh, well, black people can be racist too. How? We don't try to suppress people. We don't try to oppress people. We've never been able to oppress people by the color of their skin. We never been saying that, oh, we should be the superior race. No, we never said that. We always say to each other that we should uplift each other and stand with each other. We always been talking about being equal. We never talking about suppressing people. We never talking about oppressing people. We never talk about we should enslave some other race. We never talk about that. Every time the police is stopping by, they'll stop by a black person when there's a whole white dude. I'm going there with Jeffrey Downer or Daver, whatever his last name is. I never get his last name right. When there's a whole white person eating people, 17 people that he ate, 17, and one of them was a teenager, and one of them was deaf. Oh, that's a pass. He can get a pass. But black people who just minding their own business, oh, that's not okay. That's not all right. But this white man who can lure these guys in his apartment to kill them or whatever, oh, that's okay. No, that's okay. He can destroy people's lives. That's all right. That's fine. But black people playing fictional characters, that's not okay. Oh, why do you always have to put race in it? Because y'all do it first. Y'all do it first. Y'all always made it a black and white problem. Example, The Little Mermaid. What's the reason why The Little Mermaid can't be black? Or Chinese? Japanese? Well, what's the point? Be quiet. It's a fictional character, meaning she's not real. Mermaids isn't real. So mermaids can be any color of any race at any given time. If we talking about, oh, we making big steps about being diverse and whatnot, this will be one of the steps. So be quiet. Be quiet. Hush your racism. Because don't nobody care for it no more. Y'all white supremacy and all that other stuff is finna be played out. Because we didn't got tired of it. Because y'all doing stupid stuff. Y'all want to talk about how white men are eating people. Y'all want to talk about this black woman who literally can sing, who literally has talent, playing a mermaid. That's not okay. It just makes me mad. Makes me real mad. But anyway, for October, I know, what was that, last year? No, it wasn't last year. Yeah, it was. Last year, I played some spooky stories. So maybe this year I might play some spooky stories. but not too much, because like I said, I'm working now. So I mean, I might play a spooky story here and there throughout October, and maybe actually for the holidays I'll actually do some holiday stories. I mean, I don't know if I could play some holiday music. I don't know how that gonna work, but yeah, it's spooky month, so let's get some spookiness on and popping. But that's all I have for today. I didn't really want to go into too much because I'm trying to do a writing competition, so I'm trying to get to work while I can, when I got my days off and all that other stuff. But like I said, if you got a problem with the Little Mermaid being black, I feel sorry for you. If you got a problem with Hocus Pocus not being the best movie, I feel sorry for you. Because you don't want people to be entertained because you got a problem. You got a whole issue. Get yourself checked out. Because that's crazy to me. But I'm finna go. I'm finna get out of here. Keep a lookout for some spooky stories next time. I'm going to try to prepare an episode for Saturday on my days off. Or when I get off work, probably on Thursday or Friday, I'll try to find a spooky story and play it for y'all. But thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode that I'm going to put out today as a special episode, since I didn't get to my Saturday schedule. And like I said, if you got anything you want to say, let me know. Make sure you share this with your friends. And make sure you guys, this Halloween season, please stay safe. I know when it comes to Halloween, people get all crazy, want to dress up as clowns and try to like murder people and all that other stuff. Please, 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 let's not have that this year. We didn't lose so much this year alone. So let's not make it another year. But alright, you scouts, stay safe, stay 6 feet if you can, wear your mask. I'll be back next time. Bye.